This is an Audio Wool original.
It's like it's going over the top.
Yeah, you're losing it a bit.
I need a lot of help with these.
Welcome to Behind the Screams, the show behind the show. And we're at the coast. There's a beach just a little bit behind me.
Yeah, I still feel like we need to be recording outside.
It's too loud and it's wet right now. So we'd be electrocuted.
It's damp.
It's very... That's not raining, actually. We could probably sneak out, but I'm not going to do that. What's better than on a vacation to talk about non-genre things we've been watching, listening, reading, experiencing?
You know what I'm most excited about for this?
It's Normie Roundup.
Is that for the last 36 hours, you've been exposed to the stuff that I always end up talking about when I talk about my children
what they're watching, but...
because you have been in the thick of it.
And I was babysitting, basically. Yeah. I was up before you and Sam both days.
Yeah, which is very weird to me. I just don't even know why you were doing that.
Because I don't sleep.
That's super strange. You should work on sleeping
a little bit more. But came out, watched a little bit of the new DuckTales.
Okay, that one's good. See, like on scale of like the things my kids watch that are great to the things my kids watch that I'm like, ugh.
Wait, what's the They were watching there's the Ghost and Molly McGee for about 6 hours yesterday.
Molly McGee is great.
She's fine.
No, there's this show called, I think it's like the Bread Barbershop or something like that.
Bread Barbershop?
It is
like,
very distressing and doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah, it's actually called Bread Barbershop. I thought that I was making that up because it made so little sense, but no, that is bad.
These guys are fun looking though.
You are lucky that you did not get exposed to that shit.
Do you see these goofballs?
Oh, it is so bad.
Wow.
It's Korean.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense.
Okay.
And I'm going to start slipping in because I need them to summarize Squid Game for me because I'm not going to watch it. So I'm going to start
slipping in Squid Game. That's not
in between Bread Barbershop and see if they notice the difference.
Have you been watching Squid Game?
No, I haven't, but I'm the only person that hasn't apparently.
Well, if you've been doing Midnight Mass like everyone else too?
No, but my parents have watched it for me and I'm ready to start on it. We finally finished Homeland and I have to say, I know that I'm like 3 years behind on all of this, but it might be my favorite series finale that I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
It was so perfect.
Well, considering...
It brought joy to my soul.
Okay.
It was really good.
Huh.
I really liked it. So anybody else that's like 3 years behind, even my dad mocked me for this. He goes, Kelly, that came out forever ago.
I like him.
I'm like, yeah, I know, Dad. I know. I just have a lot going on. And sometimes it takes me a while to get to things. And it took me a while to get to it, but it was really good. And I'm very happy with it. So I highly recommend that one. But now that's wrapped. So I need to watch Midnight Mass. There's a lot of enthusiasm going on in that room.
Mike Flanagan crazy again.
Well, Flanagan, you know that next he's doing another show. Have you seen what was announced?
Yeah. What exactly was it though? I know who is the author of the adaptation that he's approaching.
Followed the House of Usher.
Okay.
And it was pretty sweet because it's a Edgar Allan Poe, but it's going to turn into a series, which is going to be a blast. I think it's going to be great. I'm excited for it. But I need to watch Midnight Mass first.
I'm like three series behind with him, though.
See, my dad told me that the first part of Midnight Mass was great, and then it went off the rails, which probably means I'm going to really like it when it goes off the rails.
You do like it when shit gets a little bit topsy-turvy.
Completely crazy.
You're just like a Montauk. Twisted person.
That's what my mother says.
She does actually say that.
That exact phrase she uses very frequently.
You're so twisted.
I'm going to pick her up at the airport today.
Oh, is she coming in as I'm leaving?
Flying in.
Should I stick around for a bit?
You should. Say hi to C.
Yeah.
She'd love it.
Just keep admitting to cheating in her English class.
She'd be like, Byron.
She loves it when I talk about that.
Now she knows that you read a lot, even if it is about serial killers. You could give her the lowdown on Bar Jonah because I promise you she didn't listen to those.
Yeah, of course she didn't.
You could talk to her about it a lot.
I don't want to talk. I ruined that walk with your lovely husband.
I mean, I feel like it was good for you to get it off your chest, I guess. I just worry about you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he kept saying like, you know, you can go back.
You can go away.
I'm saying, like, if you're feeling like you need to go back to that,
okay, go away.
Yeah, it was great. So I watched a series. It's a little related to Byron's brain kind of stuff. The Way Down, God, Greed, and the Cult of Gwen Shamblin.
Okay, is this the weight loss one?
Yeah, the Way Down workshop that Gwen developed.
This whole idea of like adding like intuitive prayer to intuitive eating seems really confusing to me.
Well, it worked for a lot of people temporarily. but they also took a lot of their money, and you know, it would just, and it turned into a bit of a cult. But it was a great little three-part.
Wait, you don't think it was a cult from like the get-go?
Well, I think all, and this is just me, no offense, religion is a cult. I mean,
well, maybe we should say organized religion.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
because here's the thing. You know me, I'm real judgy about religion.
Yeah.
The older I get, the more I start seeing people who I think are practicing a more authentic religion without the organized elements.
Yeah.
And even though it's not my jam, I respect it.
Yes, I guess I would say I respect it more.
I would say a lot of the most religious people I know, like, here's a case in point I'm going
to
give you.
We don't really need to get into this.
No, I think this is important. And, like, so one of my...
Inappropriate, maybe?
Like, basically my longest friend, been friends with her since we were three.
Okay.
Catholic, very Catholic.
Sure, okay. Standing up, sitting down.
Yeah, she recently has started attending a totally different church because she hasn't liked the... essentially inauthentic feeling that she's getting from her traditional church, because she really is committed to an actual authentic practice of, like, religion.
Moral.
Right. And she's also, accountability, you know. She's also very, very lefty, like almost as lefty as I am.
This is what I was hoping to avoid.
I know. And I get that, like, that's not the only way you can interpret religion
and politics.
Yeah, let's do them both.
This is great to knock this out right now.
Well, I think what's important for me to remember, and I'm trying to do a better job of this, is there are a lot of people who practice religion in a way that is authentic, and just because that I don't particularly love the way that organized religion manifests itself many times does not mean that all people who are religious are dumb or amoral or hypocrites. And I just think it's important to keep that in mind. And I think that, you know, when we say that all religions are cults.
I was kind of loosely saying that.
I mean, no, you were. I think you were tightly saying it.
Maybe.
I think that we should just specify that there are some very legitimate religious people out there. And some of our listeners have really done a great job of, like, bringing things to my attention that have helped me shift my perspectives, and I really appreciate that. I'm still not on the Jesus train, but I respect the Jesus train more.
Well, the Remnant Fellowship is not a Jesus train anyone needs to be part of.
Okay, but it was centered around Jesus, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, and then it eventually became centered around Gwen Chamblin, you know.
Okay.
As any good cult does, it becomes more about the leader
than
the
teachings. We're going to talk about my previous choice for cults in a little while, too.
You know, Chrissy Teigen actually executive produced this. That's kind of weird.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me she was in the cult.
No.
I feel bad. She had that horrible year last year. She lost her baby, and then it was discovered that she had in the past, and it was pretty ugly. It was real bad. It was real bad. But it's just a shitty year for her.
It's a rough year.
I mean, losing a baby is the worst thing I could imagine. So
could be rough for the other person whose career she destroyed as well.
I agree. I'm not saying that it was okay, and I do feel bad for that person. It's just a rough year. So maybe be nice to Chrissy too.
Okay, there's going to be two more episodes of this HBO Max series that are coming out sometime in 2022, which is really interesting. It's not often you see a documentary series like this that's broken up like that.
Mm,
the first three episodes and then the second two coming out later. Like,
yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
It's better than doing another season of Tiger King like they're doing.
I'm over it.
I don't need that.
Water under the bridge. The time has passed for that.
Joe Exotic. I mean, even when they pulled the plug on that, the Nick Cage Joe Exotic thing.
I would have watched that.
I know Kate McKinnon is Carol Baskin in one coming up. I don't know what it is, if it's a series or a movie, but that could be kind of cool.
Okay. I'm
trying to think of normal ass shit that I've been watching.
Normal ass shit. You want some stuff from me?
Yeah, what do you got?
Wait, are we still doing watching or can we jump?
Whatever you'd like.
So people have, I'm sure, noticed in recent weeks, I was really into Russell Brand for a while.
Oh,
and I have to say,
talked about it very publicly many times.
Yeah, and it was nice for me because some of his meditation things were helping me actually, like, do a little bit of meditation.
Okay.
But then it all backfired because, like everything else, it went haywire. I said to Byron a few weeks ago, I said, you know, I'm picking up these vibes from Russell. I think that he's heading in a direction that I don't love.
And then you reached out to his manager and said, listen.
No, I didn't. Oh. But I unsubscribed from Luminary.
Really? It was that dramatic?
Yeah. Yeah.
To hear the full episode, subscribe to Friday Screamium at patreon.com/Friday. That's patreon.com/Friday.
You've been listening to an Audio Wool original, produced by Byron McCoy. Theme music provided by Cemeteries. For more programs like this, visit audiowool.co.